This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're joined now by a guy who can help us get a sense of what the course is going to play like, what the season's been like. He's coming off a win. His putter was hot. He was dropping bombs. He made multiple birdie putts from outside of 15 feet as he stormed back to win the Zozo Championship. Patrick Cantlay, who is a really good player. You know golf. You know the name. Patrick, Tiki and Tierney, how you doing today, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, congrats on the win. I was obviously, you know, watching a lot of football over the weekend, but I always make sure I get a little bit of golf, and the leaderboard was pretty heavy up top. You know, Justin Thomas is a name we all know, but, you know, you're good enough to – nobody would say Patrick Cantlay came in the side door or the back door. You're too well-established and a world-class player to say that. But I don't know if anybody really thought you were going to do what you did on Sunday. How'd you feel when you woke up and you got it flowing pretty early, man?
You know, I felt really good. It was a fun week. It was nice to be back in California, which is, you know, LA area, which is home for me. I went to UCLA and grew up in Long Beach. So that was great. And, you know, I just came out of the gates firing. I was just trying to make as many birdies as I could. You know, it seems like every week on the PGA Tour, you got to go even lower than 20 under. You got to get to 20 and then keep going. So the course is on the easier side with 5 par 5s, and needed to make a bunch of birdies, and I was fortunate to make 9 on Sunday, and it was just enough to beat those guys.
You know, we were talking before we had you on about the Masters and how it's pushed back into the fall. How has this season been? I mean, it's golf, so it's not as if you know, you're changing your regimen, and your off season is different. Your off seasons are probably much more truncated than people want to give it credit for. But how has this season's shift into the latter part of the year affected you all at all, if at all?
Sure. Well, first, I think the PGA Tour has done a really good job getting us back to playing and allowing us to compete. And I'm really grateful during all these really hard times for everybody that, you know, we've been able to still play and keep working. And I will say it was a little weird, you know, with the season ending and the FedEx Cup ending and having 2 more majors left to go on this calendar year. And it feels like all these tournaments, for me at least, have been running up as prep into Augusta, which everyone always talks about that when you're on the West Coast swing or the Florida swing before the Masters. And this year it feels like all these tournaments, these fall events, are where your prep is for Augusta. And so that's been the biggest change, is trying to make sure that everything's in good shape come Masters time in a couple weeks.
And you're coming off a nice Masters, so you had some success there a year ago. You were top 10, you finished 9th, you had a good PGA Championship as well. You had a good 2019 period, a bunch of top 10s, and, you know, you're still in your 20s. You're a guy who, you know, theoretically can continue to get better, as I know that that's certainly your desire. But how different will the – like, what can you take from last year's round, aside from confidence, stepping up on that kind of a stage to finish top 10, the actual course, how it will play April down there versus November, it's really different. How will it change the course?
Well, this year in general is going to be totally different with no fans, which is even is scary to think about for Augusta, because that place is highlighted by all the fans and all the roars.
Yeah.
Being November, I imagine that it'll be colder. I think it looks like we're going to get decent weather, but it'll be colder. And so the ball won't go as far, and that makes the par fives harder to reach. And depending on the wind, if the wind changes around, I've played that golf course in a north wind before, and it's more difficult. And so the golf course is very long, and I think that kind of gets you know, people don't talk about that because you can get to some of the par fives, especially 13 and 15. But if it's wet, like if it were to rain and get wet, the golf course plays really long, so you have to be really on top of your game with your long irons. And I expect that to be the case if it's a little colder and it being, you know, this time of year.
You know, Patrick, you mentioned the fans, and I mean, BT and I are hacks, so I don't want fans. I don't want anybody watching me. You know what I mean?
I hope no one's there.
It's like when the cart person comes around, I'm like, can you like look the other way? Because I don't want to like embarrass myself.
You're driving out to the second tee, so no one watches you.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
You're joking, but that's not far from the truth. But I mean, do you guys thrive on the fans, or is it the same game without? You know what I mean? Like emotionally, and you know when you're standing at a tee shot or putt or, you know, a difficult shot. Is it the same with or without the fans for you guys?
You know, I think everyone has kind of gotten used to the no fans, and they're able to ramp up internally and get up for the moment. And if they haven't got, you know, used to the no fans after this many tournaments and you know, can kind of ramp themselves up, then that's kind of their fault at this point, I think. But I know we're all excited to have the fans back whenever they are to come back. And like I said, it's going to be very just sad to be at the Masters with no fans, simply because they add so much to that tournament.
Yeah.
And they, you know, we're used to that. We love feeding off the fans and love being able to show off a little bit. And so the biggest adjustment is, you know, hitting a good shot and hearing absolutely nothing, because usually we get that positive reinforcement right away. I mean, I hold a shot at 7 when I was a amateur, and it took 15 seconds for it to land on the green and roll in. It rolled in from a big bowl. They have that bowl location on the right on Sunday. And the fans, you know, they get, and they go crazy when you make it, right?
Yeah.
And so stuff like that is so cool at Augusta, because everyone knows the place and knows the course and knows those hole locations. So it will be strange if something like that happens and you don't get that reaction.
Got it. We're talking to Patrick Cantlay, of course, really good golfer, coming off a nice win, come from behind win, the Zozo Championship, great field as well. His putter was red hot. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. The Masters is coming up in a few weeks down in Georgia. Augusta, obviously, he had a nice top 10 finish there last year. You know, the off season's different because, you know, you guys haven't gone, usually at this point, it's over. The PGA Championship in a conventional year, you know, it's over in August, even though it's been flipped in a non-Ryder Cup or, you know, no President's Cup, whatever. Golf is kind of done after the FedEx Cup. And, you know, we see the big boys, you know, right around, yeah, maybe February, March. And some guys come back bigger, some guys come back thinner. I feel like it's going to be different because of the calendar this year. But do you believe that guys will use whatever offseason they have to modify their bodies, to test the limits, and to try to do what DeChambeau did last offseason? Would you ever mess around with that?
That's an interesting question. I do think that guys have always used the offseason to shore up any weaknesses in their game. And now guys are maybe using their off time to try and hit it farther. And there's more general knowledge or better education, better teachers on how to hit it far. So before it was, you know, almost thought of as a natural ability, but I think you're seeing now guys are working towards it. And I think trying to maximize distance is always going to be beneficial as long as you can, you know, keep hitting it relatively straight. It's something I'm trying to work towards, but I'm going to do so slowly and methodically and hopefully over time, opposed to all at once.
Well, here's what would worry me, Patrick. And listen, I know that you guys have the great coaching, that, you know, the every freeze frame. So I get it. You have technology that we don't, and you have skill that we don't. So I'm sure that many of you can do it. My fear would be if you focus, not you, but in general, you focus too much on hammering the ball and stretching the limits of the golf ball, that you neglect touch around the green, which, as you know, that's where you put the, you know, the red numbers up. And let's face it, as much as DeChambeau was crushing the ball early, you know, he'd be wedging from 70 yards out. He'd be 20 feet away from the pin, which for me is great. For a pro, it's terrible. So you have to be fair you have to be aware to make sure you don't neglect the other aspects of the game. And I would think that that's probably a challenge if you're trying to add 25 yards off the tee.
Well, I totally agree. Anytime you spend spend your time practicing in a certain area, say hitting it far, you're not going to have as much time to spend on the rest of the game. But I do think you said something very interesting there, is that if he has 70 yards and he hits it to 20 feet, it's a terrible shot. But he's still got 20 feet. So if someone else is coming in from 130 because they, you know, laid up with a 3-wood to the corner of the dogleg, and they hit it to they hit it to 20 feet from 130, you're going, okay, that was an average shot, but they both still have 20 feet. So
that's kind of
the argument that I think guys would make for spending time trying to hit it far. If that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes total sense. You know, I don't know how many guys are like workout warriors, and you know, Bryson clearly got in the gym and pounded iron, you know, to get that big. Like, how hard is that to do for golfers in large, you know, for you specifically, but just in general? Like, I grew up playing football, so I learned how to like lift and deadlift and power lift and do all that crazy stuff when I was, you know, 18 years old. How hard would it be for guys to change their workout routines, if you know what I'm getting at?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of it is what you're used to doing, and then also what you, I think the drawbacks would be like the long-term effects. If you do it too quickly or you do it not the right way, are you going to put more stress on joints? Are you going to potentially hurt yourself? So I think for me, I'd like to do it slowly and not kind of, go too fast. So I can maybe limit the mistakes or the potential setbacks. But I do think it's the way that the game is going. And it makes sense. I mean, your body is your most important tool. So guys spending more time trying to make their bodies bigger, stronger, faster, that just makes sense. And that just is the evolution of the game. And that's where we're at right now.
Yeah. You know, and I wonder also, you know, as you change your game, do you think courses are going to start changing significantly?
Well, that's a complicated issue. You have seen a lot of courses change, and I think Augusta's the biggest, best example. They have not unlimited space, but more space than 99% of golf courses, and they have an unlimited budget, so they can change or modify the course, and they do often to kind of counteract any distance gains as far as how it plays, how the strategy of the golf course plays. A lot of courses don't have that capacity.
Yeah.
So Pebble Beach, for example, there is no more space. There are no modifications that you can do to Pebble Beach. And it still, you know, stands out as one of the most iconic, best golf courses in the world. So I think more the question is, I don't think there's a lot of golf courses or a lot of even resources. When you think about a golf course that goes from 6,800 yards to, let's just say, 7,800 yards, that's 1,000 more yards, and I don't know how many more square yards that is to just maintain, just from a fertilizer, water, maintenance crew that has to maintain that. So it's so much more expensive to handle these change and modifications to the golf course and then just keep up with it. So I just don't know how many golf courses can do it, and I think we're at maybe a crossroads where if we don't do something, courses like Pebble Beach will just they will lose some of their integrity. That scares me more. I don't know how many golf courses can actually keep changing.
Yeah. No, that makes a lot. That is actually scary. When you say that, it does make it scary. All right, Marcus by Goldman Sachs. I know they're part of your team now, and it's obviously fantastic to have sponsors. And your father, just reading, has been a big part of your inspiration and your quest for greatness and the details. You know, I know you're going to talk about Marcus from Goldman Sachs, but your father wrote you a letter that you hang on to. What was in that letter?
My dad and I have a really good relationship, and he took me to all my tournaments growing up, which is a lot of time. And I think looking back on it, I maybe didn't realize how much time and effort it was because it was so normal. But now that I realize, you know, he spent a long time investing his time and his energy into my golf. And so I can't thank him enough for all of that. And some of my success is a direct result of that. You know, he wrote me a letter when I turned pro, just basically telling me to do the right thing and to enjoy the time that I had playing professional golf and, you know, appreciate the hard work, but to, you know, not forget where you came from and what brought you there, and to basically be thankful for it all, and, you know, have character and respect the game, and you know, just have integrity in everything that you do all the time.
And never lay up. always go for the pin, son. Get that wood. Leave that iron in the bag. Come on.
Yeah, that might have been snuck in there somewhere in the fringes.
He sounds like a really good man. Great sage advice. You're having a hell of a year. Great win, really. That putter was just... If you're watching football and you missed it from this weekend, go check out the highlights. Patrick was just rolling it like a surgeon. So nice to see you do that. Good form getting ready for the Masters. Patrick Cantlay, who played well at Augusta last year, a top 10. Looking forward to seeing it, man. Thanks for hopping on, Patrick. We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Enjoyed it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.